This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday he expects a long war in Ukraine, but that he saw no sense in mobilizing additional soldiers at this point. At a televised meeting from the Kremlin, Putin said Russia would continue to defend itself with all means at its disposal in Ukraine. He contended Russia was seen in the West as a second-class country that has no right to exist at all. Putin said as for the duration of the special operation, this can be a long process, using his preferred term for his war against Ukraine now in its 10th month. But he said there was no need for a second mobilization of more soldiers after a call-up of at least 300,000 reservists in September and October. Thousands of men, fearful of being sent to the front lines in the fight against Ukraine, fled Russia, driving on clogged roads out of the country if they could, or paying sometimes exorbitant fares to board whatever flights they could to get to other countries. Meanwhile, the European Union's executive branch, the European Commission, Wednesday proposed a ninth package of sanctions on Russia regarding its invasion of Ukraine. Those sanctions could include almost 200 more individuals and entities on the EU sanctions list. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said it favored new sanctions against three additional Russian banks and new export controls and restrictions, especially for dual-use goods like key chemicals, nerve agents, electronics, and technical components. As she introduced the sanctions, von der Leyen said the EU wants to put pressure, more pressure, on Russia.
Russia continues to bring death and devastation to Ukraine. It is deliberately targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure. It is seeking to paralyze the country at the beginning of the winter. But we stand by Ukraine, and we will make Russia pay for its cruelty.
This is VOA News. A day after the Chinese government loosened COVID-19 restrictions, many Chinese citizens are cautiously waiting to see how the new approach will be implemented. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
After a wave of nationwide protests against China's harsh anti-pandemic policies, the Chinese government rolled back on some of the stricter measures. Among the most significant is the requirement to go to a COVID field hospital if you test positive for COVID-19. Now citizens who test positive but show no symptoms can self-isolate at home. Outside experts have warned that China will face a challenging first wave, as the loosened measures will likely lead to more infections among a population with little immunity against the virus. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran said Thursday it executed a prisoner convicted for a crime allegedly committed during the country's ongoing nationwide protests, the first such death penalty carried out by Tehran. The execution comes as other detainees also face the possibility of the death penalty for their involvement in the demonstrations, which began in mid-September, first as an outcry against Iran's morality police, then expanding as more broadly anti-government protests. The unrest, the activists warned that others could also be put to death in the near future, saying at least a dozen people so far have received death sentences over their involvement in the demonstrations. The unrest has expanded into one of the most serious challenges to Iran's theocracy since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. A former U.S. Border Patrol agent who killed four sex workers in 2018 in the southwestern state of Texas will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warner reports.
The jury find the defendant, Juan David Ortiz, guilty of the offense of capital murder as charged in the indictment.
Audio courtesy of KSAT. Shortly after the verdict, the judge in San Antonio, Texas, sentenced former Border Patrol agent Juan David Ortiz to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The jury heard recordings of Ortiz telling investigators that although he was a customer of most of the sex workers, he killed them because he was trying to clean up the streets in his hometown of Laredo, Texas. Following the verdict, the families of the victims got to speak. Gracie Perez, whose sister-in-law Melissa Ramirez was murdered, said Ramirez's children are now broken and that her own heart is torn apart. I'm Donna Water.
An Islamic militant convicted of making the explosives used in the 2002 Bali bombings that killed 202 people has been paroled after serving about half of his original 20-year prison sentence. The parole Wednesday came despite strong objections by Australia, which lost 88 of its citizens in the Indonesian attacks. Umar Patek was a leading member of the Al-Qaeda-linked network Jamia Islamia. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.